This is the brief on the new battle for control over AI. While everyone was looking elsewhere, a massive, quiet war for control escalated today, shifting from international IP theft to unprecedented government gating. So, if the AI border war is already here, who's actually policing the borders? First, we've got Chinese labs, like Alibaba's Qwen team, literally using 25,000 fake accounts to siphon 28 million answers right out of Anthropic's Claude. They use those answers to train their own cheaper models, a sneaky trick called distillation. Well, to stop this foreign infiltration, Anthropic is cracking down hard domestically. They're now requiring some users to provide a government ID and a biometric face scan just to use Claude. You know, it's kind of like a company building a biometric fortress just because a competitor keeps sneaking in to drink from their moat. Second, states are stepping up to police the tech giants directly. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker just signed the absolute toughest AI law in the country. It forces developers making over $500 million a year to publish safety frameworks and pass third-party audits. Since Congress is literally doing nothing, states like Illinois are writing the national rulebook by default. Finally, Washington isn't totally asleep at the wheel, they're just acting behind closed doors. The U.S. Commerce Department just officially cleared OpenAI's GPT 5.6 for broad public release after testing it. Right, there's no actual law for this yet, but Washington has quietly built a regime where they, not the tech CEOs, hold the keys to releasing frontier AI. Whether it's Illinois mandating audits, Washington gating OpenAI GPT 5.6, or Anthropic scanning faces to block Chinese distillation, the Wild West of AI is rapidly being fenced in.